Through the hot, cloudless days in the back of New South Wales, there is always something beside the sun watching you from the sky. Over the line of hills or above the long stretches of plains, a black dot swings round and round, and its circles rise slowly or fall slowly, or simply remain at the same height, swinging in endless, indolent curves, while the eyes watch the miles of earth below, and the 6 or maybe 9 foot wingspan remains motionless in the air. You know that there is nothing you can do which will not be observed. That the circling eagle, however small the distance may make it, however aloof its flight may seem, has always fixed upon the earth an attention as fierce as its claws. But the eagles watch the sky as well as the earth, and not only for other birds. When an Air Force station was established in their country in 1941, they were not alarmed by the noisy yellow aeroplanes. Occasionally, they would even float in circles across the aerodrome itself, and then disappear again behind the hills. The pilots had little fear of colliding with one of these circling, watchful birds. The vast brown-black shape of the eagle would appear before the little tiger moth biplane and then be gone. There was nothing more to it. No question of haste or flapping of wings. Simply a flick over and down, and then the eagle would resume its circling. Sometimes a pilot would chase the bird and would find, unexpectedly, no response. The eagle would seem not to notice the aeroplane and hold the course of its circling until the very moment when collision seemed inevitable. Then there would be the quick turnover under or away from the plane with the great span of the wings unstirred. The delay and the quick maneuver would be done with a princely detachment and consciousness of superiority. The eagle, in the silence of its wings, scorning the roar and fuss of the aircraft and its engine. The Wedge-Tailed Eagle, a short story by Geoffrey Dutton.